In Parshas Naso, we have the mitzvah that the Kohanim get of Kos Tevorchus Bnei Yisrael, the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. Yivarach Hashem Yishmeracha, Yor Hashem Panav Alachav Chinecha, Yisra Hashem Panav Alachav Yasem Lecha Shalom. Three brachos. We'd like to focus on the last one. Yisra Hashem Panav Alachav, Hashem should show His face to you, if you will, show you favor, Yasem Lecha Shalom, and thereby give you shalom, give you peace. And when we talk about shalom, we may be tempted to think that it's referring to shalom, the Klal Yisrael, against all the enemies that we have. Because you know that Bechol Dover Dor in every generation, including the one in which we find ourselves in, there are those who seek to destroy us. And there's this bracha that can be given to us of Hashem giving us shalom. But we get the sense that really it's when it's talking about shalom over here, it's talking about shalom within Klal Yisrael, within us, amongst ourselves, within our families, between different communities, between different members of Am Yisrael. That sometimes there's strife, and sometimes there's animosity, and sometimes there's sinas chinam. And here we have the bracha of Yasim Lachashalom. Yisa Shapana Velacha, Yasim Lachashalom. Again, what does this mean? That Hashem will show you favor, and Yasim Lachashalom, and will give you a place upon you, will grant you shalom, will grant you peace. There's a beautiful idea that we find in the Sefer of Rav Shimon Schwab on Chumash, where Rav Schwab cites the Gemara, a beautiful Gemara Maseches Brachos. The Gemara Maseches Brachos has the Malachim posing a challenge to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say, Amar Malachim Shores of Me HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim say to Hashem, how do you reconcile this bracha of Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, where Hashem will show you favor, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, with the pasuk that says that Hashem is a God who is Ashalo Yisa Panim Velikach Shochad, who does not show favoritism and does not take bribes. So on the one hand, it says Hashem is Ashalo Yisa Panim. And the other hand, it says Yisa Hashem Panim Velacha. How is this possible? How do we reconcile this? And to that challenge that the Malach posed to Hashem, the Gemara tells us that Hashem answers and says, how could I not show favor to Klal Yisrael? B'chilu Esa Panim, or I not show favor to Klal Yisrael, and I gave them a mitzvah. And the mitzvah is v'chalta v'sevata v'rachta. Mitzvah benching. V'chalta, you'll eat v'sevata, and you'll be satisfied with v'rachta. Then you have a mitzvah to bench. But I gave them that mitzvah to bench only after v'sevata, after one is satisfied, after one is satiated, after one is full. They are machmer on themselves, they are careful with themselves to bench even on a kezayis. They bench even on a kezayis, they go that extra mile for me, and I will go that extra mile for them. Because Midas Hadin says, Midik and the Gemida, that if they are ready to bench on a kezayis, I have to show them the Siyas Panim as well. At the same time, it's a beautiful Gemara, but we do have to understand, how does one follow the other? How does that make it fair? How to set that set the scales right? Rav Schwab himself asks another question. And the question that he asks is that how could we have this mitzvah midrabanan, to bench in the kezayis, when the Torah says, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu only told us to bench when we're full? It's not that we are benching unless that Hashem told us to, and therefore that's called going the extra mile. But rather we're benching in something else entirely. The Torah says, bench when you're full. And we're benching in the kezayis when we're not full. It's not that if the Torah would have said bench on a pound of bread, and we bench in the kezayis of bread, we could say we're going beyond what Hashem required us to do. But when Hashem tells us to bench on when we're full, and then we're benching in the kezayis, we're benching in something else entirely, and it's not the derech of the mitzvah d'rabbanan to fabricate an entire new scenario, an entire new situation where we're going to take it upon ourselves to bench. So says Rav Schwab, that the answer is we find in Parshas B'chukosai that when Klal Yisrael will do things right, lots of love will be a bracha. And the bracha is v'chalta l'sova, you'll eat and be satisfied. Now what does it mean that you'll eat and be satisfied? Rashi tells us it means that you will ochel kima, you'll eat just a little bit, and with baruch b'meyav, there'll be a bracha in one's stomach, and that one will be full even if they just ate a little bit. That means a day will come when eating a little bit, eating a kezayis, is going to make us full. When Klal Yisrael takes upon himself to bench on the kezayis, And Klal Yisrael is saying that even though it looks like this kezayit does not make us full, that a kezayit is not enough to make us full, we know, we have full-fledged emunah in Hashem, that this kezayit is enough to make us full. And it will make us full one day when that time comes. And by accepting upon ourselves the benefit of the kezayit, we are saying a kezayit is kedei seviyah. It's enough to satisfy oneself. Perhaps not today, but tomorrow it will be. And we have such emunah in Hashem that they will come, they are ready to bench on that kezayit today already. And that's the special thing that Klal Yisrael is doing, is demonstrating that emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his promise that the day will come when a kezayit will be shown to be enough to make us full. And perhaps we can add to this beautiful idea of Rav Schwab that the Nesi'as Panim, the idea of Yisa Shapanav Elecha of Yesm Chashomim is as follows. It's a midah k'neged midah. Because when we bench on a kezayit, we're looking at a kezayit and not just looking at it as what it is, but we're looking at it as what it could be. And we're looking at it as what it will be. That one day, this kezayit is going to be enough to make us full, even though right now it's not there yet. But that day will come. And therefore, Hashem says, if you're ready to look at that kezayit, and not just look at it as what it is, but as what it could be, then yisha panav, this is the favor that I will show you. I also will look at you and not just let you get away with things because I feel like it, because I want to be nice to you, because I want to play favorites. But I look at you and I look at you not as what you are, but as what you could be and as what you will be one day. Now, that inside every Jewish neshama lies that potential for greatness. And one day that greatness will come out. And that's what the Midas HaRachman is. Midas HaRachman does not let us get away with things. The Midas HaRachman recognizes that in the future we may get much better and we can borrow against that future. We can borrow against the potential that we have. So Yisa Shampana Belacha, Hashem will show you favor in direct payment for your looking at that kezayis and recognizing its potential. Hashem will look at you and recognize your potential as well and show you favor. And perhaps the v'yasam ha-chashalom is that we will learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we will do the same with each other. Because what happens when the strife between husband and wife? What happens when the strife between two friends or between two communities? If something bothers us in the moment, if something is bothering us right now that we can't take, and we get so caught up in that, that it causes anger, and it causes sin, and it causes hatred. But if you can take a step back, and look from the Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, I'm not going to look at my spouse, or my neighbor, or my friend, or my neighbor community as what they are now, but I'm going to look at them as what they could be, and the great potential each one of them have, and the great and the good that each and every one of them has, that will come out sooner or later, then I'll deal with them entirely differently. So Yisa Shapana Belach Hashem will show you favor and look at you and look at your potential. The Yasam Chashalom and it's still in you, this meet as well, so that you bring Shalom amongst yourselves and there'll be Shalom in Klal Yisrael. And indeed, we should be Zocha to learn this Midah and to look at each other for the good that each and every one of us has and the good that each and one of us has in terms of our potential and the greatness that we have and to bring Shalom to all of our situations and all of our relationships within Klal Yisrael.